In this world of waking consciousness, there are three self-radiant things. There's the sun, there's lightning, and there's fire. These are regarded then as entrances to a transcendent sphere, the sphere of the U, which is the sphere of dream consciousness. In dream consciousness, the subject and object are the same. You see your dream, but the dream is a manifestation of your own self. And so, although the subject and object seem to be separate, they are one. Dream is the level of the gods. Dream is where heaven is. Heaven and hell, the deities and the demons, are simply the cosmic counterparts of microcosmic dream. And through your dream, you are entering that great room of the dream world. And since in that realm, subject and object, though they seem to be separate, are not separate, all the gods that you behold in vision are your own very self. All the heavens, the hells, the gods, and the demons are within you, are one with you, and through your dream and your visionary life, you get into touch with them. They are self-radiant, they are of subtle matter, they change form rapidly, they are multitudinous in their implications. You cannot catch them in a word that refers only to waking consciousness. The aim of poetry, the aim of art, is to show things in that dream consciousness state. That's why purely naturalistic or realistic art is, from this sense, impotent. The art that awakens the dream consciousness so that in waking life you can become aware of the dream is the art that opens the way to the U of Om. Then the M represents the realm of deep, dreamless sleep. Here, there is consciousness under non-consciousness, but it is consciousness of no specific thing. This, if you could only know it, if you could only be awake there, would be pure, absolute consciousness. Not consciousness specific to this, that, or another thing, from this, that, or another point of view, whether a waking thing or a dream thing, but absolute, undifferentiated, perfect consciousness. The goal of yoga is to go into that sphere of deep sleep and full consciousness awake, not asleep. And then you would have quenched your ego system in its source, in the pure light, the light of bliss, which is the true root of your being. And it's to that that our symbol world of the U system introduces you. It is the medium through which your waking consciousness is brought to know about your deep sleep and beyond that, pure consciousness. No name can speak of it. The one who has experienced that has no words for it, because words refer only to waking or dream consciousness. This is the sound then, and the realization of the imminent universal presence that comes to you when the psychological energies have reached the sphere of the heart. It is the awakening of the religious life. As the Hindus say, it is at the heart that the hands of the devotee touch the feet of God. And in the Catholic tradition, you've seen the figure of Christ, the Sacred Heart. It is at the level of the heart that the spiritual life begins. And the symbol, to interpret the symbols of the religious life in terms of the three lower chakras, is to lose the whole possibility of the spiritual life as understood in these systems.